Graduates Hitting the Streets. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Just as spring is a time of growth and planting, universities across the state are sending out their seeds. Students entering the workforce.
We had a good graduating class. I guess one thing that we were very excited about, several of our graduates were graduates of our pre-veterinary medicine program, and MTSU is putting 10 students into vet school, a very high percentage at this time. We're very pleased with that.
Dr. Warren Gill is director of MTSU's School of Agribusiness and Agriscience. He says their program graduated around 50 students this year, some of which will enter graduate school, while others enter the workforce in fields like agribusiness, teaching, or horticulture.
One of the exciting things that we have going on is I think we're getting stronger in the area of horticulture. Things like turf management, some of these related to maybe golf courses or interior design, some fields that we don't think of necessarily as classic agriculture, but that are very exciting and interesting.
Now, besides their horticulture program, MTSU's horse program is known throughout the state and country as one of the best. And Gill says their dairy processing is also a vital part of their program as well. But all of the programs at MTSU stress applied learning.
One thing that we really put a lot of focus on is experiential learning. Now, that's a technical term. The best way to say that is hands-on. We really like for our students to, if they're taking a beef production class, we want them to be out there working the cattle, learning how to do things just like they'll be doing when they go out there in the real world.
And Gill says that summer is a time when faculty at MTSU gear up for new and returning students. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.